Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So we're going to have another session tonight of healing, and we'll be working with entities. And this will be quite something for a lot of you. We're going to go into off-planet extraterrestrial energies that are connected to you, brought to you by the wonderful Galactic Federation. And these have been here for probably thousands and thousands of years. And they creep into your DNA, and then they get activated by them. So this is going to be quite an awakening show for a lot of people. We'll be doing some sample clearings here. And that's probably about all that I can say right now. So, again, for the newcomers, you want to just click on the Creation Lightship show. Today would be fine, or Monday or any other date if you like. We have four shows a week. And scroll down once you get on there a little bit, maybe an inch or so down on your scroll bar, you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. So I guess the title of this show is What They Don't Want You to Know. And like I said, this is going to be quite an eye-opener for a lot of people who don't know about extraterrestrial life forms that have attached themselves to you. And I'll just tell you what they are, and then we'll do some healing of the entities, etc. So there's octopus energy, there's squid energy, there's jellyfish energy, there's black widow energy, and there's snakes, there's worms, and then naturally, which you probably won't clear tonight, but there's energies like ticks and mosquitoes. So we're going to be working with the first three in particular here, and we'll just see how the show is going. So what we're going to do first is clear away the earth-based energies, which are entities of people who passed on. These are what you might call ghosts. So we're going to take them out of your energy field here. And I'll just talk about the light ship. It's the same light ship that Jesus is from, and is what was used for his teachings and healings. And this is kind of how we present this here. There's only one Creation Lightship, and the Galactic Federation is far, far below this frequency of energy. So what's left of them now isn't too much, I don't think. They're not giving me percentages any longer, but the light is battling with these beings because they're not 100% in the light. The ones that are, you know, is no big deal because they're still wonderful and magnificent, and they're here to help us. But the ones that are not in the light are being terminated. These are the life forms of physical extraterrestrials that have caused harm to the human race here by taking away your free will. And that's the saddest part here on this earth plane, is that this is happening continuously. So on a lighter note, we're getting rid of entities here that are earth-based ones. So we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body right now. And if you wish to communicate to us, just use the fast chat. You can click on that underneath the light beam also, and it'll show up on the left side of your screen. And you can enter your name in there and also maybe a question. I think it'll only take probably about 8 words at once. So just do that, and we'll try to get to those if we possibly can here. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of your spirit into your body. So we're going to bring your spirit into your legs so you can maybe have more awareness there, so you can actually feel the energies changing with you. So here we go, coming in. And I'll count to 10 as your spirit re-enters your body. Your spirit naturally is healed from its traumas, which is why it left you, which is basically judgment. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so you should feel maybe a little more heaviness in your legs as your spirit connects to you in these areas here. And a lot of people will feel a warmth or tingles also. We're now going to clear away the entities. These are what you might want to call ghosts that attach to you. And to hear more about what these are, you might go back maybe in the last month here of the archives and just listen to what we talked about. I'm trying to do a real quick show tonight to get more of these other energies. So I don't want to explain too much on what we're doing here as far as the Earth-based energies here. I want to get into the nitty-gritty of how we're affected by off-planet extraterrestrials and the dark side here, what they brought to us on a golden platter here. So here we go. I'm going to work with your solar plexus now, going up your whole body cavity. So you might feel your chakras now. This is above the waist to your shoulders, clearing away these energies of emotional bodies of people who passed on. So I'm going to bring more of your spirit to you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now work now. We'll work with your left arm, then we'll do the right arm. So left arm first here. This also includes your shoulder. So we're taking away these energies that are with you. Remember, if you have any pain in your body, these emotional energies can attach to you. So, and there could be, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of them attaching. So it's not just one or two. So here we go. Taking those away now, bringing more of your spirit into this area. Because you cannot leave a void. Leave a void, then something else will come in. This is why it's up to you to retain your spiritual integrity with yourself. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to work on your right arm, right shoulder. So taking away entities out of there. And there we go. They're leaving. And now I'm going to bring in more of your spirit, healed. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Okay, now we're going to do your neck. We'll just do your neck, and then we'll do your head. So here's your neck energy. Taking away entities out of your neck. You might have a stiff neck. They can cause that for you, too. Maybe they can bring in their physical condition that they had when they were in a physical body. And they're bringing the emotional energy into you, and all of a sudden you get hit with the whammy. And now you're dealing with their life in your body, and your body now is responding to their precondition of what they gave you. So here we go, taking away these energies, bringing more of your spirit into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. Now we're going to do your head. So here we go, taking away more entities. And looking pretty good here. And we're going to just speed this up. So we're going to bring more of you into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4 with your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Through a chakra alignment here. Heart chakra, reposition that. Great. Throat chakra, third eye. Power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. I'm going to do an opening for you, body width. Use the word spin to increase the energy, to command the energy. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is so you can connect with your spirit in your heart center. This is where your divinity is. It's not outside of yourself. It's right there. It's always with you. Never leaves you. So here we go. We're going to count to from 10 backwards to 1. Your awakening consciousness is your forehead, we'll say, your thoughts, and your heart center is number 1. So we're like an elevator dropping down and going down here. And here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, should be heart-centered now. And if you want to just check with your spirit, I'll just put some music on for maybe a minute or so here so that you're able to connect and feel your own divinity. Activate the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen. So if it's not up in front of you, just scroll down until it is. And just kind of watch the picture of her as she brings in her light beam divine essence into this picture on your monitor. So she normally does three things. Her eyes will become brighter, emit white light out of them. And the next thing is that the rays around her forehead will change colors, become more vibrant, and the third thing is she'll become more three-dimensional. And then you can also feel the energy, because the light shift only works heart to heart. Remember, the mind energy is the dark side energy. And I repeat that, the mind energy is from the dark side. So all of your New Age metaphysical teachings are dark side teachings of the mind. That's the mind control, the entrapment of the mind. The light shift only works in the light, in the now, and heart energy. And during the ascension time, what you're eliminating is mind energy. So if you happen to have had your maybe DNA activated and you read up all these books on ascension and you went to different classes and teachings and you have everything down pat inside of your head how to do things, the mind will no longer be in existence. You will not have any of this information to rely upon during the ascension time. So I wish everybody would understand that completely. So don't waste your money by going to other practitioners and getting filled with a bunch of jargon and false information. Your spirit has the information for ascension, and all that you have to do is connect with your spirit inside of you and then get rid of the density so that your spirit can come fully into your body. And that's the ascension process. Simple as that. You know, it's just a few things that you must do, and everything else is just people attempting to make more money now off other people, and they have a lot of the, in fact, probably all Galactic Federation teachings on the ascension process. This is where they get the information from, the spiritual hierarchy, which no longer is in existence. So everything now is an inward process. You want to get your guidance, you must go within. So we're going to do some some healing now. We'll just put Sylvia on. Are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone. As Ron stated in the introduction, we're dealing with off-planet entities and energies tonight, and he pretty much said it all in the beginning, so just sit tight, hold on to your seats, relax, and go with this and see what you experience, and then we'll talk about it as we go through the hour. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so these energies, there's also planetary energies that the Federation allowed to come into you, to cord you, to take away your energy, to mind control you too. Remember, like what I always say on the shows, remember your astrological chart is mind control. If you just think about that, why would the light creation energy itself want to control you in each incarnation? I mean, it's like a no-brainer. You must understand that, you know, it's like kindergarten logic, okay? Because if the light's only in the now, then how can it have a future? So everything that you have outside of yourself that you're looking at, as far as predictions, et cetera, is the dark side energy that people are connected to and reading. So I'm not saying that readers are from the dark side and people who can do remote viewing are not from the dark side. What I am saying is that they are reading the energies of the dark side on the predetermined script for humanity, hoping that you would follow that path, okay? So what we're going to do now is release from you some of these off-planet extraterrestrial energies. Now, these are soulless beings that are here, and they happen to come here physically, probably more to connect with the people and energies here so they can have their like, their same kind here, to infiltrate you even stronger. So this is maybe like their landing base here. So the first one will be the octopus energy. And these go inside of your body. And what happens is with all these energies here, what you're going to sense or feel, if you're a feeling person, what they do is they bring to you physical body pain. And they go into your joints, they go into your muscles, and it can be very excruciating. And what they do, from my understanding, is that once they come into you, they actually breed inside of you. And this is going to sound like sci-fi stuff, and I'm sure as I start talking about it, it may seem that way to you. But remember, there's a lot of truth in sci-fi, okay? So what they do is when they come into you, not only do they take your energy, but they're trying to kill you. And they attach themselves to you, and then what they do is they can bring in their poisons to you. This is what you're dealing with is your poison energy. So not only do they probably bite you and come into your body and go between your cells, which can be excruciating, but they also have their waste products that saturate your body with poison. So the first one that we're going to release from people, and this may not be 100% release, believe me, but it's just a sampling, so you can just see that you have been affected by this here. I do private sessions with these energies, and it is not a piece of cake, believe me. So here we go. And the light ship does not work with these energies directly because they don't want to be infiltrated by having this darkness energy come onto the light ship. So what happens is if any of these energies are with you, and they're attached to some of your energetic bodies, those bodies of you are put in quarantine, and they cannot deal with them. I can do it down here with people with the help of the light ship on a one-on-one since I'm here physically on this planet, but the light ship does not deal with this energy. They only work with light energy. Remember, the dark energy mimics the light 99.9%. It can change form instantly. And this is kind of the sad thing of what this dark energy does and is continually to have done here for, you know, tens of thousands of years, if not longer. So here we go. This is the octopus energy. It's going to be leaving you. Just sit back and relax. And we're going to do a countdown here. So we're going to go octopus energy. So here we go. Just try to sample your body energy and see if any aches or pains leave you. A lot of these energies will come out maybe through your eyes, your ears, and your mouth, okay? And so here we go. I'll start pulling them out of you. So the first one here, so 10. I'll count down to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, that's a sampling of releasing octopus energy from you. These are extraterrestrial energies that should not be here on this planet. They're only here to take your energy and to actually cause you harm, and the end result is to kill you. So here we go. The next one is squid energy. This one here is, again, very violent, very volatile. So we're going to go to everybody with this energy now and pull it out of them. So if you have any physical conditions, these energies normally will cause chronic fatigue syndrome. It can make your body very, very sensitive so that you don't feel like living. Maybe you have a lot of pain in your body. It can also give you like fibromyalgia, so, and probably many other illnesses. So here we go, coming out. So here's that squid energy leaving you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So again, just take note where maybe you've had previous pain in your body. Maybe you've been suffering from pain for 30, 40 years. And know that these things are the cause of that. Here we go. Next one is the jellyfish energy. Again, it's the same process. They, in a sense, come into your energetic system in your body, in your invisible bodies, come into and between the cells and cause you physical pain and torture. So here we go. Thank you, Galactic Federation. Here we go, jellyfish energy. Releasing it, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, well, these are strong. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so these are the basic three that are working with body fluids typically, your bloodstream, your veins and arteries. The next one also gives you poison, and this is the Black Widow energy. And here we go, and we're pulling these out of you now. And this is typically used for witchcraft. People who are doing sorcery, etc., black magic, you know, where you're using human race consciousness pools of energy to cause people harm. So here we go. This is the Black Widow energy going to leave you. Remember, these are just probably maybe 1% of what you may have, but you should feel the results here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Next, we're going to do another energy that the sorcerers use to throw energy at you. And some of those could be like poisonous pins, like needles with poison on them. You probably have seen voodoo dolls and stuff, okay? They also use, like, throwing stars with poison on them when they come inside and just tear up your energetic bodies completely. And you're left with aches that you probably can never get rid of. So here we go. These two are going to be released from you. So here we go again. Counting down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So again, take a note on your body. See if you have any pain released from you. Next, we're going to take out another energy, another extraterrestrial life form that's here on this planet. Remember, these beings are probably looking like exactly how they are here, okay, on their own planet, and they're soulless beings. Next one here is a scorpion. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, the next one here is kind of in the Egyptian times. These you've probably seen in movies. They're little scarabs. These crawl around inside of your head and throughout your body. This is another extraterrestrial life form that should not be here. So here comes the scarabs. They're going to be released from you, but we can. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put some music on. You can kind of do a body scan now. And you're probably pretty much blown away by what's happened to you. So just kind of sit back and relax, and then we'll do snakes and worms next. Remember, this is what they don't want you to know. Now we're going to do, these are like energetic worms that people have inside of their bodies. They move around. If you had in your life a pain that kind of went from like maybe your knee, and then you kind of scratch it or you do something to it or you go to a healer and they take the pain away, then all of a sudden now it ends up in your little finger. And then maybe from there it moves into your shoulder or maybe into maybe one of your ears or just, you know, all over your body. These things travel. They have tunnels inside of your body. And they're actually larger than your body. They're typically between 2 to 6 inches in diameter. They do bite when I pull them out. So do the other ones, too. But they could be up to about maybe 20, 30 foot in length. What they like to do is to wrap around your rib cage. They like to work with your lungs and compress your lungs and your heart so you have a hard time breathing. And they give natural backaches, you know. And they can go around your throat. They can wrap themselves around your hips. So just think of something that's inside of you moving all around trying to cause you harm. So here we go. We're going to take these energetic beings out of you. So here we go. We're going to start pulling them out. And what I'm seeing now, we're working with the ones that are attached to your rib cage in the front. So you might kind of take a deep breath here and kind of, you might even feel them leave you. Like I said, they normally come out of your mouth. So if your body is spontaneously kind of like wanting to throw up or maybe do a lot of yawning or you don't feel quite right but your mouth is open, this is because they're leaving you through that opening. And they're coming out now. So remember, there's more than one, so we'll be working on this for probably about a couple of minutes here to give you some type of relief here. So there we go. This one's coming out. This is about a 10-foot one coming out. It's halfway out, and it's moving around your rib cage now. And you might actually feel your rib cage loosen up a little bit, and that one's released from you. Another one here. So that was, in a sense, the male one. Now we're going to get the female. They're normally larger, and they actually lay eggs in people, and they have babies. So we're going to go and get rid of these in you as much as we can here. When I do private sessions, this could take maybe, you know, at least 1 hour minimum to probably maybe upwards to 3 or 4. So here we go. So if you have some kind of chronic problem that you've been tired for your whole life, you may want to have a session done. Here we go. They're coming out of you. Remember, these things are undetectable by our medical profession here because they're invisible. So if you're on pain medicine for unexplained pains, if they can't figure out what it is, well, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. Just kind of look and see what's happening to you. And this is probably the reason why you're in that state and condition. Here we go. This one's coming out now. Here we go. It's coming out. It's pretty large here. And coming out some more. This is now attached to your sternum probably about 5 or 6 times. You might actually feel your sternum move. There we go, coming out, almost out, and out. Now we're going to go in and get the smaller ones. These are like their babies. And they could be probably anywhere between maybe 6 inches to maybe 5 foot in length here. So there's quite a few. There's probably hundreds that were taken out of you right now. Remember, this is like sci-fi. And yeah, this is all real stuff. Like I said, this is what they don't want you to know. Okay, getting these out of you here. There we go. And they're coming out. And now we're going to be working ones on that are attached inside of you. We'll go to your right shoulder first of all. If you have any shoulder conditions, maybe aches or pains. Maybe you had a dislocation or something or think that you have something wrong with your shoulder. And it's been there for a while and you're suffering. And this is coming out right now here. We're taking the ones out of your shoulder, maybe out of your clavicle, out of your scapula there. And here we go. They're coming out now. Good. Now we'll do the left side here. There we go. Coming out. Looking pretty good. Okay. Now we're going to do the ones that are attached to your heart center. These are large ones too. They're probably about maybe up to 30 foot in length, probably 6 inches in diameter. Remember, you have a lot of energetic bodies, so just because it doesn't make any sense that you could wind this thing up inside of you, believe me, they're there. And this is wrapped around your heart center. And a lot of times they'll attach to your hips, maybe down through your legs, wrap themselves around many, many times. So we're going to start to unwind this now out of you. There we go. It's starting to come out. And they have like suction cups on these worms on all sides. And they grab onto your energetic bodies. And they are a little difficult to release at times. There we go. And what I will tell you is do not go on the internet to look up this information. You will probably be attacked even at a much higher rate than what you are right now. Because they're just waiting for you to open that doorway because of your curiosity. Don't look for anything like this on the internet. And the people say, well, how can this be allowed? Well, that's our Galactic Federation not protecting you, number one. That's why they're being terminated completely. There are probably a few good ET races or a few good ETs out there that are in the light helping us. But overall, I'd say probably 99.9% are in the darkness or in bed with the darkness. They gave up their spirituality of being in the light 100%. Remember, the light is only interested in 100% energy because anything less than that is going to destroy the light. You must understand that completely. It's either all or nothing. And so the light is actually going through a survival right now to regain itself by getting rid of these dark energies. Doesn't matter who or what they are, off planet, they're doing this right now. Okay, here we go. It's probably a third of the way out right now, and you might feel energies leave your legs and leave your hip joints. It could be wrapped around your bladder. Maybe you have a problem with going to the bathroom a lot at night. Maybe you thought you had prostate problems or a weak bladder. Well, this thing's probably in there squeezing you. Here we go, coming out. And now it's released from there. Now it's on your kidneys, wrapped around your kidneys. And it's starting to release there now. Now we're coming up. And it's going through your ribcage, kind of weaving back and forth. And it's also constricting your heart. And that's going to be coming out in about 20 seconds here. We should be done with this energy here. There we go. It's coming out. And it's just being released right now. Sometimes they go into your eyes and you make them come out of your eye sockets here. And here we go, coming out, out. Next one we're going to release, they look like kind of like maggots. And these are inside of your head, okay? So if you've ever had itches inside of your head, or your scalp always itches, you don't know what the heck to do, well, this is what they are. They look like little maggots, maybe a fourth of an inch in length. There could be millions of them in there, just kind of swarming around, taking your energy. So we're going to start releasing these out of you now. And here we go. There we go. They're getting released right now. You might feel your head itching, possibly. You might want to pull your hair a little bit here and there. And you might actually even feel them leave you. In fact, you might want to wiggle your hair back and forth on the top of your head. This will help me to release them out of you. There we go. We got about a minute more to go. There's a lot of them in you, in all of you here. For me, it's very sad to see what they have done to us here. I don't have any words for it.
You know, Ron, if I can just interrupt for just a minute. It's very interesting while you're doing this because on the fast chat, some of our listeners who are watching the light being, who have been, you know, with us and seen the light being come in many, many different times, have noticed that there's kind of a sad expression sometimes tonight. And, you know, it, just like you were saying, it's really a very sad state of affairs to see what has been allowed to have happen to us from the Galactic Federation not holding 100% spiritual integrity and light and allowing these things to go on. So it's really quite something to feel them leave us.
Yes, so we got another probably half a minute to go here. We're going to do a scan now. And I'm using Lightship technology down here on the Earth to find these. On the light ship, they don't deal with this whatsoever. Like I said, they don't want to become infected because it can only hold light frequency. Your body, when it goes up there, which is what they created initially, it could be altered genetically by the ETs, but aside from that, it still has the divine spark in it. And they will work with that energy, with any energy templates, energetic bodies that are infested with these things they cannot deal with whatsoever. So we're now going to work on going down your spine and pulling out these, I'll use the word implants that the dark side has given you. And that could be the soulless beings, along with beings that were created by the light ship that are not holding light energy. Ones that somehow decided to maybe take a bribe. You know how that is on Earth here. It's the same thing, as above, so below. Maybe they got something out of selling you out to these dark forces, you know. And I won't go much further than that. But now we're working with these energies here. There we go. So right now we're working on your neck, going down your spine. And you may want to twist your body a little bit here. And remember, always ask your spirit for assistance on healings, okay? Because it's there helping me do this process. Your spirit is all that there is that can ever help you. Okay. And now we're going down to your pelvis area. Going to your hip joints, releasing energies out of there, going down your legs now. There we go. Okay. So that feels pretty good. Back to you, Sylvia. I guess I'll keep working here. So hopefully this is helping you. This show is probably a little far out for the people who are brand new coming on to it. For the old timers, you know what we're doing here, trying to get you into spiritual integrity. If you are brand new to the show, go back and listen to some archives here. This show is the only show on this planet that is 100% light energy. The light ship is producing and doing this show. The divine beings are from the creation light ship. This is where all the masters and teachers and healers, angels and saints are from. And they're here to help us as much as they can, but you have to help yourself in order for them to help you. You have to get rid of the emotional traumas out of your body to hold spiritual integrity. And this is the whole process for ascension. When you're first born, you're in your body 100% with your spirit. And naturally, because of the school of hard knocks here, and just living life and all the negativity, you know, your spirit pops out of your body and then it doesn't want to come back. And that brings in entities. And a lot of these life forms have been with you for probably, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of years in your genetics. And they get activated off and on at different times throughout maybe each lifetime. And since we're at the end of the 2,000-year cycle now for ascension, I'm sure that they're coming forward now. Remember, if they're connected to an extraterrestrial race in your DNA, they can activate that anytime they like. It is like push a button, and all of a sudden, through the mind control and activations of the implants, they will go off, and then they come alive and cause you harm. I know that's not very pleasing to hear, but this is the facts. Is what they don't want you to know.
We have a few questions, Ron, on the fast chat. Would this be a time to bring those up?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, we had one person asking if there's an ant type.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, there are ants, you know, the fire ants, the red ants, okay? So we're going to release ants from people. So here we go. There's many types of ants out there that do sting, do bite. And here we go. They're being released from you here. And this could possibly, what they're showing me, is give you possible, like a skin irritation, a skin rash on your body. Maybe you're born maybe with a rash that has never went away. And this is probably what is causing that, okay? Can't swear to it, but I'm sure that it's a good possibility here. So these are the ants leaving you here that would bite you internally. Remember, they're giving you poison to kill you. I don't know, have any other way of telling you that. Just this is the facts. So here we go. These ants are being released now. We're going to work with your feet, first of all. They're being released out of your feet. And remember, they crawl around inside of your energetic bodies, and you actually feel them moving in your body, too. Now we're going up through the legs, up into your body cavity, going into your neck, going into your eyes right now, releasing them out of your eyes and ears, out of your head. There we go. Okay, Sylvia, we'll see if we have any comments on that.
Well, let's see. We also had a request for anything that would, I think, work for the feet.
Yeah, that's hard to say. I don't know what to do there. I actually have to see the entities, these life forms, to take them out of you. So just doing a blanket healing will not work. So I'm not picking up anything right now. I'm sorry on that. But this is the way that I have to work. I have to be able to see the life form in order to take it out. And these things actually can cloak themselves. They can shapeshift. They can change into something else instantly. So once I see them, I can track them. And then if they do shapeshift, then at that point I can still go after them. But that's just the way it is. So hopefully what we've done so far would help you. Back to you, Sylvia.
We have a question about if these are entities that we can work on also. I know that we've talked many times in prior shows about removing, working on our own earth-based entities, but this seems to be kind of a different can of worms, no pun intended.
Yeah, it's very hard unless you have the frequencies to actually take them out of you. I would not personally go to a healer and say, you know, I have an octopus energy in me, can you take it out? The person might say, oh yeah, I work with all kinds of energies, and that thing could jump into their bodies. So these are extraterrestrial things that hide in you. So imagine there could be some people on the planet who could do this, but I would not, if you get them out yourself, you could try it, you know, of course. I'm not going to say that you can't do it. More than likely, it's going to be very difficult because, remember, when you're wounded, it's very hard to get anything out of you because you're dealing with that energy. This is why a healer can only take you as far as they have worked on themselves. You probably have heard that before. And anything beyond that in consciousness, they can't deal with because they haven't opened themselves up to a higher frequency of energy. As a light being, I can do this because I can see all different frequencies from the light shift. So this is what I have, my gift here. But, you know, I would like to say that you could work on these yourself. You could try it, you know, go right ahead to see what you can do on it.
Okay, and another thing that is a question, we've talked on the earlier shows this week about when you do entity releases, the necessity of bringing the spirit energy back to the person in a healed state, to actually take up the void that's left behind as these entities leave. So I'm assuming that that's also the case with these entities that we're dealing with now?
Yes, this is automatic. Once they leave this blockage area, wherever they were infesting you, is automatically brought into wholeness with your spirit. Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, to be honest with you, it would be a waste of my time to even do this if that didn't happen. Then I'm just taking away something and leaving a void for them to come back in again.
So the good news is as these entities leave and more spirit energy comes in, then people are actually regaining their spiritual integrity and wholeness.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
And this, of course, will help them with the ascension preparation.
That is correct, uh-huh.
because you can't really prepare for the ascension unless you get into your body and get your spirit energy collected up and together.
Yep, you hit the nail on the head. That's correct. So this is what has to be done. You know, the main thing is probably is the entities that are earth-based here. You know, get those emotional bodies out of you of, you know, maybe thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of them, and get those out of you so that you can retain spiritual identity and consciousness. And at that point, maybe when you're at that state of awareness, maybe your spirit can help to release these energies out of you. But like I have said in previous shows, most people only 20% of their body, and at that point, you don't have a chance because the entities are running your life completely. You have 80% entities of the emotional bodies. So it's up to you. It's your job. It's the most important thing that you can do in your lifetime is to get your spirit into your body. That's you know, well above anything else that you could ever do here. Like I say, all you need is one book in your metaphysical library, and that one book has one page, and that's to go within to meet your spirit. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't ever go outside of yourself. Don't pray to these gods that the Galactic Federation brought to us, which is what every church prays to, and then you get sucked into the duality and the negative consciousness, and you get courted by these energies, and it just takes away your life force energy because they live on that. So, you know, the whole thing is to don't do any prayers outside of yourself. Keep yourself clean and go within continuously and release entities and know yourself, know the divine. There's nothing stronger outside of yourself, more powerful outside of yourself than who you are, because you are a part of the divine energy. And you're never going to find it in a book, and you can never buy it for millions of dollars. It's with you, and it's free. So this is what you have to do, is go inside and connect with your spirit to get your guidance and get rid of the entities. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, our time is nearly up for tonight, so I'd like to touch on a couple of things. One is that we'll be on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Pacific also to wrap up this series this week, and we'll be taking up other similar types of entities or energies that we haven't gotten to yet this week. So please come back for more tomorrow. And if anyone has questions on the fast chat that we weren't able to get to tonight, then we'll work on those tomorrow. So that's at 9 p.m. I'd like to mention the upcoming Ascension Preparation Session in December, which is December 15th, Saturday, from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that is probably one of the most effective and most wonderful things that you could do if you're interested in the Ascension Preparation. And the cost on that, I believe, is only $60, and it's just amazing. So mark that on your calendar. And I don't know, maybe on a positive note, we can end tonight with bringing in the grace energy and the peace energy to leave people with this evening, if that would work for you, Ron.
Sure, that sounds great. So that's what we're going to bring in is the 12 energies from the source that created you. So like everyone, if you have your computer on in front of you, to scroll down a little bit further to the Creation Lightship insignia. And we're going to bring in the 12 energies here. They'll come in all at once. And remember, this is all heart-based energy. Nothing to do with mind. It's not New Age metaphysics, believe me. So here we go. And I'm going to count to 10 as they come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. And again, bring them in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is all heart-based energy. Nothing to do with the mind. And you should be in your heart still, I hope. If not, we'll drop you down right now so you can have this wonderful experience of enjoying the energy that created you, that loves you so much here. So here we go. Dropping you down. So think of an elevator again. 10th floor is your awakening consciousness. First is your heart. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Going down again. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go. So we'll probably bid you good night here. If you're interested in having additional healings, I do one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays for only $20. You should all be on these calls to have healing done for yourself. It's very, very reasonable, and it's a session where you're on the light ship with the light beings. If you haven't experienced this, you're missing out on life, believe me. So, and the divine connection of who you are. So I guess we'll bid you good night here. I hope to see you tomorrow and kind of sample and see how you feel now after having these energies leave you from the dark side tonight. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone, and good night.